irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Filled with love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Broadcasting world's most listened to internet talk radio station, that's latalkradio.com. How blessed we are to be here on this beautiful Sunday. First and foremost, I would like to say thank you for raising your vibration with us here on LA Talk Radio every single Sunday at 1. We have a very, very special show lined up for you, as we always do here on the Vibration Station. Now, for those of you that are asking yourself, what is a vibration? Well, everything is a vibration. If you look at the very molecular content, the cellular cells, the molecules of the cells, the smallest of the smallest, you'll see it is all vibration. It is all vibrational potential. But guess what? So is everything else. That's why today we're going to be talking about realizing. Okay, think about this. Today is an interesting topic. Today is we're gonna dive deep into the understanding of what creates the things around us. What is the creator of our surroundings? What is the platform for which we receive in the human experience? Vibration, okay? But this ties in to multiple facets of the human experience of understanding the relationship between your thoughts, your experiences in your life, your actions. Very fascinating. I feel that this is an extremely important aspect when it comes to, you know, everyday activities, when it comes to following out, getting out of bed in the morning, going to work, filling up your car with gas. This is all revolving around a vibrational signal, a vibrational output, right? Now, here on the Vibration Station, we talk a lot of quantum physics, right? Now, none of this quantum physics has been actually, let's see, it's been proven through certain experiments, but it's been proven to a certain extent, right? The idea, the hypothesis of, multiple infinite number of parallel universes being each of a different separate vibrational frequency is kind of the constructs, you know, in which we base this experience off of. Is all is vibration. Everything is vibration. You are vibration. Your thoughts are vibration. And this universe is just a mirror that is constantly responding to you of whatever that specific output might be. That's why, if you've heard, you know, here's just an example. Everybody loves money. Some people hate money. Some people, one way or another, where you love it or you hate it, you need it. For the most part, if you're a functioning member in society to survive, unless you want to live in Alaska, get paid for doing so, and that's one hell of a lifestyle. Why not? It's pretty cool. You ever watch like Discovery Channel or National Geographic? They do, you know, the Alaskan frontier people. It's awesome stuff. But if you're not so into the Alaskan frontier, you're gonna rely on prosperity and money as your source of freedom. So, if you're outputting this vibration, if you're believing that you don't deserve X amount of dollars, or if you're constantly, you know, telling yourself that, oh, I can only work for this much and I get this much and that's it, I don't have a degree, I don't have any ideas, you literally are just telling to the universe, you know, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to receive, and what flows to me in the most effortless manner is what I receive. So if I am so effortlessly believing in my lack of abundance, then I will so effortlessly receive my lack of abundance. But people don't understand this. You can shift that, 180 that. All of a sudden, the feeling of lack of prosperity that brings an abundance of lack, if you just shifted that and said to yourself, just as fluidly and effortlessly as you say to yourself, I don't receive money, say it, I do receive money, but believe it, saturate yourself in it. I am born a billionaire, whatever you think. I am born a millionaire, a multi-millionaire, right? Whatever, however much money you think is going to make you feel good. And money is just a metaphor for relationships, for jobs, for situations in life, for the house you want. It's just, it's all a metaphor, right? So what this show is about today is giving you the opportunity to hone in on the understanding that through your focused thought and intention, through getting rid of the garbage, that's, I would say, the main topic of today's show is getting rid of the garbage. You know, you get rid of the garbage, you're left with the diamonds, you're left with the valuables, right? And all of a sudden, instead of your emotional, vibrational closet being filled with valuables and garbage, it is now only filled with valuables because you've taken out the trash, and now you're only focused on attracting more valuables. And valuables is another metaphor for anything that you want in life. Joy is value. Joy is success. If you want more joy in your life, pivot yourself in a direction which allows you to receive things that inspire you to a greater joy. If you want more abundance, if you think abundance brings you joy, set yourself up in a situation where you could effortlessly receive a little bit more abundance, you know? And I know that the first thing that you think is, well, how do I do that? Everybody's looking for a way to make easy money. Well, yeah, it's because everybody doesn't believe that they can receive money effortlessly. If everybody believed, truly believed, yeah, money is my birthright. I receive it, you know, with effortlessness, ease, and abundance. And people practice that. And right when you were born out of the womb, your parents told you that money grew on trees. And anytime you wanted money, you just had to think about it and believe that it would come. And through the vibrational laws of the universe, it has to reveal itself to you. That's another thing. It's a matter of revealing itself to you. It's a matter of revealing itself to you. See, that's the interesting part. It's like it's not that you don't already currently have it. At least this is what I believe. This is through my teachings, what I've learned. It's not that you already have it. Or it's not that you don't already have it. It's that you already have it and you just don't realize that you have it. So your reality has not shown you, has not manifested, has not created for you the perfect vibrational outcome to you receiving all the things that you want effortlessly. If you believed in receiving everything you want effortlessly, abundantly, joyously, with great expectation, you would have to receive it, even if you were in like the complete opposing situation beforehand. You know, it may take a little time, but you will have to move towards it if you believe it, because the universe, I believe, works off of these vibrational magnetic components. Everything is attracting to each other. Everything is, you know, everything is constantly attracting, constantly attracting. Brrr. Every thought you think has an equal opposite action and reaction, right? Really, really intense stuff. Hey, if you guys want to call live on the air, you can do so. 232-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Dave's jumbling his words. 323-203-0815. You can call live on the air. Tell us how much you love us. Or not. Just be like, what you're saying is just a bunch of bull, Dave, and I can't stand it. Well, I'm going to say, you obviously don't understand my intention. My intention is to shed a little light on your heart through what I feel works for me. You know, we've all had our ups and downs in life. We've all had interesting experiences, situations that have inspired us to greater understandings of who we are, who we want to be, and who we have the potential of becoming. And through, it's really interesting, through these experiences, we define vibrationally who we wish to become and who we thrive, there's two parts of us, the ego part and then the wholeness, ever knowing, all loving part, I believe, right? So When you're in that loving aspect, it kind of floods through the ego part. But the ego is a beautiful thing. You need to have a healthy relationship with your ego. With your ego, I just believe that completely letting go of ego, if it's even possible, you know, you've heard of ego death. I believe it's Carl Sagan talks about this experience. It's called ego death, where literally through you know, I guess, you know, certain psychedelic experiences or whatnot. And this is just how the, you know, Indians did it and how certain ceremonial practices it was done. You know, they would take peyote or mescaline or some sort of it was a spiritual journey, but it was definitely, you know, it was definitely a hallucinogenic. Definitely had hallucinogenic properties, which in turn were supposed to bring upon higher awakenings, higher understandings of, you know, the universe through the physical eye. So my point being, you know, there's been. To have a healthy relationship with your ego and to transcend that ego aspect of the physical you is that higher self, is what brings you to that greater knowing, feeling, being, wholeness, happiness, joy, abundance, understanding. And, you know, it's just a matter of exercising that and believing a little bit more in that. Just really, really powerful stuff. I want to play a song by our brother Chances, just because it is so in alignment with everything that, you know, we talk about here on the Vibration Station. I'm super, super inspired by it, and hopefully it will inspire you. The song, Who Am I? Chances are good. Make sure to just listen to the lyrics of this song. The song is an inspiration, as I said, to me and to today's topic. So, you know, Who Am I is the name of the song, talking about the relationship between the ego self and the wholeness self, and just a really, really beautiful musical manifestation of what I try to convey here on the Vibration Station. Really beautiful stuff. Chances are good. Who am I? Love it, love it, love it.
The question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I, then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer, the story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra, till ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question, I am that I am essence, before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brush strokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal, hollow, whole, finumeral? You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual. It's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him. Transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children. To all the ones around the globe, seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence.
Chances are good. What a powerful, powerful message. Now, the reason why we take 3 minutes out and dedicate ourselves to a little bit of chances is because there is something so powerful. You know, you are here on the vibration station. There is something so powerful about the vibrations within music. Music, music, music in itself has the ability to inspire nations, let alone planets. Music can be the driving force for literally leading an army into battle versus leading a nation into peace. The vibrational content of what music outputs, the power of music in itself, is absolutely indescribable. There's something that deeply, deeply resonates with a human being when they hear a music or a series of chords and tones that resonate together. Now, if you think about what music is, all it is perfect alignment. Music that sounds good to you is perfect alignment, right? The guitar is perfectly aligned with the drums, which is in a perfect rhythm with the bass, which is in a perfect rhythm with the vocalist, or the tones, the electromagnetic tones and techno music. It's all alignment. It's all resonance. That's what this is all based on. So to fuel yourself, a really powerful tool is exercising the immense opportunity in music to really inspire you and bring you to a greater feeling, a greater emotional content about whatever it is that you are attempting to achieve emotionally, right? For example, let's put it this way. If you're trying to meditate, if you're trying to go into Zen mode and you're trying to focus on the houses that you want or the prosperity that you want or the relationship that you want, maybe you put on some really calm, cool, chill, calm, relaxing music, you know, just whatever, you know, here, I don't know, let's see if we can, let's see, I'll tell you what I put on, actually. I love this. When I'm doing work all day, this is what I put on. And what I've realized is due to the power of music, I did a little test and I wrote down, I have an Excel spreadsheet of my productivity in work when I had these frequencies playing, and then my productivity in work when I did not have these specific frequencies playing. And I had a 35% increase in productivity, in allowance of prosperity, and just an overall increase, which is really interesting. And I'm only one person, so I cannot say that, you know, my one trial will, you know, stand clear for 100% of people that do this. But all I can do is speak for myself and engage you with my own experience. But so I did a test. I did 2 weeks doing work without music and 2 weeks doing work with music. I had a 35% increase in my productivity and a 35% increase in my prosperity, abundance at the end of the month versus the month that I did not play the music. I'm going to play a little brief just tone idea of what this kind of music is, like what it sounds like. So as you can tell, I go on YouTube and I type in dolphin meditation. You're thinking, wow, Dave has gone off his rocker, dolphin meditation. But as you can tell, you listen to this music a little bit, it's waves, you're going up and down, you know, practice the whole idea of the waves pulling in the positive energy, and then when they come to the shore, they pull away anything that doesn't satisfy you, that whole idea. So I'm just going to play this kind of in the background, get you guys in the mood with me, right? And you're hopping on the Davy train right now. You got the gravy train. This is the Davy train, all right? Welcome to a day in the life of Davey, the host of Good, Dave's Good Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio. How do we stay so positive, cool, calm, and collected? This is how we listen to dolphin meditations. I'm just messing with you, but for real, the reason why I'm playing this and I'm showing this to you is because there are so many little subtle things that you can do throughout your day. So subtle as putting on a 59-minute dolphin meditation that will literally enhance your workflow. It will enhance your state of being. It will enhance the way that you feel about life, just your moment. In the moment, of course. I'm not saying you're going to listen to this and all of a sudden you're going to win the lottery and all this amazing stuff is going to start happening. No, but what I am saying is you're going to listen to this and because of the natural frequencies that are already occurring in your body, you are going to feel a resonating factor. You're going to feel calm. You're going to feel cool. You're going to feel collected. And it's just scientific. This is straight science right here. When you put on music that exercises a feeling of being cool, calm, and collected, what you're doing is you're easing up the vibrational content of your brain to allow the things that you want to flow with effortlessness, ease, and abundance. You're not putting any resistance in the way of feeling and thinking the way that is most productive and effective for you. But guess what? You're not always thinking like that. You're constantly thinking about paying the bills and, you know, doing this and doing that and whatever it is that's on your mind, pursuing your new passions, pursuing your new dreams and whatever, you know. But what I'm saying is, if maybe you were to take a step out and say, even if you already live a super perfect life, there's always room for improvement, right? Maybe if you take a moment out and say, what can I do to even just minusculely, minutely improve my life on a weekly basis, on a daily basis? You know, I can only speak from experience, as I've said, my beloved listeners. But what I do have to say is it worked for me, and there's no reason why it wouldn't work for you. You want to know the best part about it? Number one, it's free. Number two, if you don't like it, you can just shut it off. Just like that. You don't like it? Off. Guess what? I do. On. I'm just messing with you guys. But for real, you know, that's also how you maintain a good relationship with your ego and your higher self. It's a really wonderful way to maintain a relationship with your ego and your higher self, is focus on maintaining a clear state of mind. Clarity is king. Clarity is king. I will tell you that right now. People think, you know, cash is king, money is king, you know, whatever. Money's great. Prosperity is beautiful. It is your natural state of being to have all and every ounce and dollar of prosperity that you feel will expand your joy and happiness. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel like it would expand your joy and happiness. If it wasn't meant for you to receive, then you would not feel in such perfect alignment with an expansion of joy and happiness when you receive prosperity and abundance. That's the understanding that I've come to it. And it's not the highest form, obviously, of what's great. What is the highest form of what's great, of course, right next to love, is clarity in consciousness. Can I tell you why? Clarity in consciousness brings unconditional, infinite prosperity and abundance. Clarity in consciousness inspires super creative, multi-million dollar, billion dollar ideas. That's what clarity in consciousness inspires. Clarity in consciousness inspires everything else that you would just want to go straight to and ask for, pray for. I want a bunch of money. No, you want clarity. Because with the clarity, it will lead you to the bunch of money, which will bring you, you know, which will enhance the joy. It's not, money does not bring joy, it enhances it. Let's remember that. Money does not bring joy, it enhances it. Really, really cool, powerful, solid concepts we're working with today, folks. I feel really grateful to be able to share this with all of you. And I hope that it helps. I hope that it resonates. I hope that it sets a new tone. Maybe in your head you can take a new approach. I don't know, to just life, to a couple different things that you've been thinking about that maybe have been holding you back, that necessarily you've been wanting to get rid of, that you don't know how. Just ease up a little bit. Focus on your joy. Focus on listening to high vibrational music. We always, this is another thing, guys, we get so caught up, untied up in like what's on the radio. It's like, you know, you get in your car and you just put with whatever's on the radio. You get in your car and you just put whatever. It's like, I've said this before on the Vibration Station, but I want to really want this to sink in. You don't go to a food buffet and you're not just like, you know, eating. You don't go and eat everything that's there. You know, you pick and choose. You pick and choose what you want to eat. You go over to the potato wedges. You're like, oh, I'll get a couple of those. You go over to the mac and cheese. You're like, oh, I'll get a spoonful of that smack. You go over to the garlic bread, and then maybe you go over to the beets, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna pass on the beets. I'm not really down for those. You know, maybe go over to whatever else. You know, maybe you don't like pineapple. I love pineapple. Maybe you're not a pineapple fan. You know, you say, oh, I'm gonna pass on the pineapples. But that doesn't mean that you're gonna go up to the restaurant owner and start protesting to get the items that you don't like off the buffet. What if other people like those items, you know? So same thing with thoughts. Be a little bit more selective in the things that you think. Be a little bit more selective in the words that you speak, because the words that you speak are a manifestation of the vibration that you're thinking, right? It's like you just gotta be a little bit more selective in what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how you're reacting to your surroundings, because all of these vibrational outputs that you're putting out there are being responded to, whether you like it or not. So it's like what you get, you receive. So just pivot yourself in a direction that makes you feel better, and you'll start receiving things, you know, little by little, sometimes monumentally. You know, it's all different. It all depends on the person's vibrational feeling of what they feel like they allow. They're allowing. They deserve to receive. So it's really cool, guys. Really cool, guys. Powerful show today. You know, ego versus higher self? Where is the medium? How do we maintain a healthy ego while still listening to higher self? How do we not think self-destructive thoughts that don't allow us to create and manifest the things that we want, versus how do we only focus on the things that we want even when shitty things are happening in our lives? Key points to this human experience. I mean, key points to aspects in this human experience. All right, guys. I really, really love this song just because, once again, chances are good. Such an inspiration to everything that I try to advocate here. I do advocate here on the Vibration Station. Song Amazing by Chances Are Good. It's really, really, really cool. Love you guys. Chances Are Good.
My head to the ground, giving our praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness. From toast to the crown, I'm so grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma giving birth to a soul, take this love. You deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now. Growing up, lighten up, circle up, growing up, listen up. This is one love, one life, one life, one. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on. Around the world, they're coming down. All the old school new ones are popping up, coming up like a fresh bud from the mud. Everybody fell in love like they never did, learning how to live in this dream, lucid. All the avatars are coming back as our kids, teaching us all the words and the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe. Sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Let us say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, give it thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path of gratitude to Puritan. Open up your eyes, the light time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happening. Beautiful sound, fire blazing, blazing. From head to the ground, giving our praises, praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness. We toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma, grandma, from birth to the stars. Take this love, you deserve a lot more. Looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now.
Chances are good. My brothers and sisters. Yeah, we definitely got to make sure to check him out. You know, you can go bandcamp.com/chancesaregood. You could also go, chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. You can find those on my updated archives. We are gonna be introducing a new concept here to the Vibration Station. The concept of being responsible. Okay, how do I say this? I don't mean this in an offensive way to anybody ever, of course, because there's been many, many experiences in everybody's life that they say to themselves, why me? This should have never happened to me. There's no way that I created this. But I'm asking you to empower yourself. We're going to shift into the last 10 minutes of the show. We're going to shift into this idea of being responsible for the things that happen in your life. I thought it would be a really positive addition to the topics we were already touching on today in regards to defining the relationship between higher self and ego, and really learning how to allow through your expectation, through your belief in yourself, and through knowing where you come from and your wholeness, allow everything that it is that you want, that you could ever imagine, bringing you joy. So we're going to get into this brief concept before I let you guys go today. And this is the concept that you are responsible for everything that happens in your life, even if it is not a decision that you have consciously made. For example, you make a decision to go to the refrigerator and prepare a meal for yourself or your family. That is a conscious, deliberate decision that you can take responsibility for. We're going to take this one step further and, hypothetically speaking, imagine that we do live in a vibrational universe where everything that happens in our lives is simply a mathematical product to what we have been putting out vibrationally. So, for example, if we think of someone or we, someone pops in our head that we haven't talk to in 5 years, all of a sudden a day later or shit, an hour later, you get a phone call from them. They were like, "Oh, I was just thinking about you. You came in my head, wanted to see how you were doing." You're like, "Whoa, I was just thinking about you." Well, what I'm talking about is that's not just coincidence. That is vibrational alignment. But that's not just happening, you know, when it comes up. That those kind of vibrational alignments aren't just happening in the, you know, rare, seldom occasions that you will bump into a friend that you were just thinking about moments ago. But you are being responded to vibrationally each and every single moment of your life. You are being responded to in a vibrational manner. And this is the aspect that the human being species, I feel, needs to exercise a little bit more, is taking responsibility for the experiences that have come into our lives, even if they're experiences that we say to ourselves, "Well, I would never ask for this. I would never do this to myself. I would never bring myself to this." But what I am asking for is for you to maybe dive a little bit deeper and ask yourself, what state of mind were you in when the circumstance happened? And if you trace back a little bit, maybe to even things that you have suppressed because you don't want to deal with it, you just might see how you were vibrationally equivalent to whatever this terrible thing or great thing that it is happened, you were vibrationally equivalent to it manifesting in your experience. Now, how do we get there? How do we jump from this belief system of, you know, I'm kind of just randomly going through life and what happens, happens, versus, well, I am the creator of my creation and what happens in my life is simply a product of what I am outputting vibrationally? How do we make this fundamental shift? Because that's literally the difference between black and white. Not saying that one's better than the other. I'm just saying that it's the difference. It is so contrasting. It is so phenomenally contrasting from one another's beliefs that it's like, how do you jump from that understanding of saying, yes, I am responsible for all experiences that come into my life, versus I am just a human being that's responding to whatever comes to me. I have no control of what comes to me, and I'm just making the best of it as it comes, right? How do we make that quantum leap between understandings and I guess approaches to the human experience? Well, through personal experience is where you make a quantum leap. A leap in understanding. And I will tell you, folks, once you make this fundamental shift in understanding from gaining responsibility and gaining control over the experiences and the things that come into your life versus just being a victim to whatever comes into your life. You really separate yourself from the pack and allow for this monumentally greater control and understanding of your life to take place. When you take responsibility for the things that come into your life, you take responsibility for creating your life. You take responsibility for creating your reality. And as time goes on, week after week, month after month, year after year, as you start practicing this, it's like a muscle. It's like a muscle that starts to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, when you're 8 years old and you go try to pick up a 20-pound weight, it hurts. You're not used to it. It's contrasting. It's like, it doesn't feel good. You don't want anything to do with it. But if you keep trying to lift that weight, you know, 8 years old, 10 years old, bam, bam, you're going to get a strong arm and you're going to be able to lift that weight no problem. And then you're going to be able to lift a 25-pound weight, a 30-pound weight, a 40-pound weight, a 50-pound weight. Eventually, you're lifting 100 pounds no problem. And it's just because you started off slow and you had belief in your momentum. Same idea with exercising this muscle of the creator of creation aspect of you. Once you start taking pretty much full responsibility for all experiences that come into your life, you empower yourself. I'm giving you guys the opportunity to remember and rekindle this fire of creation that has always been in you, that has just been lying dormant. And it will not lie dormant anymore as long as you exercise and remember that it is there and very present. So that's cool. I mean, you literally can do anything you want with focused intention. You literally can lead nations with focused intention. And this is a terrible, terrible, terrible example because he was the worst man to have ever lived. One of the worst men to have ever lived, in my opinion. But Hitler believed in himself so much that he convinced a nation of people. Now, I believe that there is the potential, there is the greatest potential, if not a greater potential, for a man just as powerful and a man that believes in himself just as much as Hitler did, but for the exact opposite purpose. A man that believes in himself as much as Hitler did, but a man for peace and love and light and joy and alignment and prosperity and abundance for all and perfection for all. Perfection being living the most beautiful, perfect life you could ever imagine through exercising these understandings and these laws of the universe. It's really, really limitless, guys. It's really, really limitless. That's just that's just the crux of it. It's just there's no limits to what you can attract and achieve in your life through focused intention. The only reason why you don't attract and achieve in this exact moment is because you don't believe that you can. You are not vibrationally equivalent to it. Once you become vibrationally equivalent to it, once 2 + 2 = 4, once you become that 2 plus your component of believing in yourself and expecting it, it will equal the outcome that you wish. That's just all there is to it. I love you guys with all of my heart. Truly, there are no words to express my unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter that I am constantly and ever-expandingly sending from my heart to all of yours. You inspire me, and hopefully I inspire you. We grow and we learn together in this beautiful, amazing, perfect human spiritual experience. I love each and every single one of you with all of my heart. Make sure GoFundMe.com/wheelchairforJoe. We're still trying to get him his wheelchair. GoFundMe.com/wheelchairforJoe. We're still trying to get him some funding for his new wheelchair. Also, check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. All the love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter. Talk to you guys next Sunday. Bye-bye.